FM.
Oh, we're having the best fun today for our Mum Fail Monday breakfast. The mimosas are flowing. I think everyone's having a good time. Over the past couple of weeks, we've been sharing Mum Fails. We've had listeners call in. We've had a few celebs. And this is a biggie. We had her on the show last week, Sophie Keisha.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yes. She was on Survivor. She's just launched her book, Then There Was Her, which is about her leaving her husband, AFL footballer, Jared Keisha. Is that
correct? Yeah, yes. Played for Carlton for a little while.
Oh, I just lean on Limo for the footy facts. She has two children and she is going to share her mum fail with us this morning. Good morning, Sophie. What's your mum fail?
One that has honestly stuck with me forever and I still can't get over it was my son, my firstborn, Bobby. He was attending kindergarten and it was his first sort of formal structure of education, and Mother's Day was coming up. So Mother's Day at kindergarten is a really big deal, and I'd spoken to Bobby about how they were organising a Mother's Day lunch for us all, and they had, you know, decorated this chair for all the mums to come in and sit on, and they'd made signs and we were all going to go in and have photos, and it was a really big deal and something we talked about every day. And on the morning of dropping him off, I think the Mother's Day lunch started at 11:30, 12 o'clock, but I dropped him off at 9 o'clock and he said to me, "Are you coming back?" I said, "Yes, I'm coming back. I've just got to go into work to a meeting. I'll be back straight after the meeting." And even Lisa, as she was very, his kindergarten teacher, was very prim and proper, and Lisa said, "Oh, are you leaving, Sophie?" I said, "Yes, I've just got to go to work. I'm coming straight back for 11:30. It got to about 2 o'clock when I was still at work, and I wondered, who are all these missed calls from? Like, all these random numbers. Yeah. And Lisa had left me a very disappointed voicemail saying, "Sophie,
no.
You are the only mother who did not turn up to the Mother's Day lunch today. Your son is distraught. Bobby would like you to call with an explanation." I had missed my son's first Mother's Day lunch. He told me he would wait at the door for me the whole time.
No. That's the worst.
Can you imagine? I'm thinking, who is calling me? Go away, I'm at work. I just got to work, I did my meeting, and I completely forgot to go back for Mother's Day lunch. I was the terrible mum who did not show up for my son.
I'm sure he's forgiven you by now, though, hasn't he?
Absolutely not. Not one bit. Still talks about it to this day.
Oh, so if that's an absolute belter, thank you so much for sharing that confession with us for our Mum Fail segment. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Right. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.